Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Noah. Hey, Noah, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now, don't forget, you gotta smash the follow button so that you don't miss a single story. But you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Fletcher from Virginia, Luca and Koa from Kauai, Zamir from Fairfax, Virginia, Samuel from Australia, Emma and Porter from Campbell River, BC, Leo from New Jersey, and Theo from Melbourne, Australia. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Noah, have you cleaned up your room yet? Noah was getting all of his chores done right now because today was a special day. You see, today was the day that they were going to go get a new puppy. Do you like getting a new pet? Me too. It is so fun. And today, before they could do that, Noah had to finish all of his chores. Yeah, I'm almost done. Noah, we really have to go. And all right, well, when we get home, you need to finish all the rest of your chores. You see, every Saturday morning, Noah had a list of things that he had to do. Some of it was, you know, cleaning his bathroom or his bedroom and making sure all of his toys were put away, and he had gotten done about half of them, but he had been so excited looking forward to this new puppy that I think it distracted him from finishing all of his chores on time. He still had to clean his bathroom and pick up his toys. All right, Noah, put your shoes on. Let's go. Noah put on his shoes, got in the car, and off they drove. They had been looking forward to this puppy for a very long time. They had already met this puppy before. His name is Stormy, and he was really fun. He kind of jumped around a lot and had a lot of things to learn, but he was just a puppy, so that's okay. As they got to where Stormy was, Noah ran out of the car and ran towards Stormy. Stormy the puppy was so happy to jump into Noah's arms, and after they signed a few of the paperwork, it was time to go home. And Noah was so excited to play with Stormy in the backyard. Like, what kind of things do you play with puppies? Like fetch? Yeah, with sticks or frisbees or balls. Yeah, that's a really fun game to teach a puppy how to play. And Noah couldn't wait. All that week, he'd been looking for the most perfect stick, and he had found it. It was a perfect size for Stormy's mouth. Because you don't want to pick a stick that's too big and or too small because it could break. But Noah had found the perfect one. As they pulled in the driveway, Noah and Stormy jumped out of the car almost before the car stopped moving. They were very excited. And Noah's parents said, "Hey, Noah, remember, you have to get your chores done first. All right?" "Okay." Noah and Stormy went inside, and by the time Noah had gotten upstairs, everything was clean. "What? How on earth did that happen?" Noah had definitely left the toys and the bathroom dirty, but somehow it just got like magically cleaned. Or wait, did someone like break in the house and... No, they wouldn't come into the house just to clean. Very strange. "All right, hey, Mom and Dad, everything is all clean." "That's impossible. How did you get it done that fast? We know that..." Wait a second. His parents couldn't believe it. As they opened the door to the bathroom, it was completely, perfectly clean. "Wow, Noah, we don't know how you did it that fast, but okay, you guys can go play." Yes! Noah and Stormy ran out the back door to the backyard. Noah couldn't wait to start teaching Stormy how to fetch that stick. And for hours and hours, they played and played and played. And finally, it was time to go on a walk. Noah grabbed the leash and attached it onto Stormy's collar. And they were going to go on a walk around the neighborhood. His parents said, "Hey, Noah, I think there's a storm coming on its way. So do a quick loop around the neighborhood, but then come back, because we don't want you to get stuck out there in the storm." "Okay." As they were walking around the neighborhood, Stormy was sniffing and smelling all these amazing new smells, because this was a new place for Stormy, and puppies love to smell everything. I think it's kind of how they learn. You know how we learn by looking at things and maybe reading a book? I think puppies learn by smelling. Wouldn't that be funny if we learned by smelling? That would be pretty silly. Just imagine if our nose was as good as a puppy's nose. That would be pretty cool. Well, all of a sudden, boom! A big lightning bolt crashed nearby and the thunder exploded. And then the wind and the rain begin to howl. "Oh my goodness, Stormy, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get home now." And then all of a sudden, what's that sound? There was a crack in one of the trees. And all of a sudden, whoa, crash. One of the branches had fallen on Noah. Dun, dun, dun. What on earth happened? Stormy the puppy raced over to Noah to see if he was okay. "Hey, Stormy, yeah, I'm totally okay. I'm not hurt, but this branch has got me completely trapped." Stormy didn't know what to do, and Noah didn't really know what to do. They were on the other side of their neighborhood, and they had to get out of there fast, or else this storm was going to get even crazier. "Stormy, you got to run home and get our parents, okay? Hurry." And Stormy shook his head. It was like Stormy didn't want to leave Noah's side. And then all of a sudden, something amazing happened. Stormy the puppy closed his eyes, and I don't know how to explain it, but somehow the branch just lifted right off of Noah. Wait a second. Does Stormy have magical powers? How on earth did that happen? That branch weighed like 1,000 pounds. And it just floated right off of Noah. Noah could not believe what he just saw. He stood up and picked up Stormy and looked Stormy right in the eyes. Said, "Stormy, did you just pick up that branch off me with your brain powers?" And Stormy looked at him, staring deep into Noah's eyes. And Stormy nodded his head. "Yes." It's almost like, wait a second. I think Stormy the puppy understood what Noah said. Can Stormy understand English talking? That would be so cool. Well, it actually is really cool, because you have to know that Stormy has magical powers. Remember when Noah's bathroom and his toys got magically picked up all of a sudden and cleaned? Yeah, Stormy did that. And that branch that was stuck on Noah, who lifted it off? Stormy the magic puppy. Holy smokes, guys. I cannot believe it, but I think Noah's new puppy has some kind of magical powers, and that is really, really cool. I wish I had a puppy with magic powers. Well, my friends, I guess we have to keep on a lookout for our pets to see if maybe they have magical powers too. Well, you have a super duper day, and we'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a great adventure. Are you ready for some more kid shoutouts? I have some bonus kid shoutouts that I want to say hey to Dallas from Tampa, Florida, Mateo and Santiago from Washington, D.C., Oliver, Joey, and Lila from Buffalo, New York, Vita and Adelaide from Western Springs, Illinois, Cooper from Saskatchewan, Canada, and Colgan from Louisiana. So glad that you are all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. And if you haven't done yet, you gotta smash that follow button so that you don't miss out on a single episode. Well, we'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye!